This morning, we start the run-in to the September general election in the middle of arguably the toughest challenges the Isle of Man have had to face in decades. VAT, the possibility, some say the inevitability, the UK will come back for more cash. Once again, it seems a growing hostility in places to the offshores and their way of life. The overall ambience of tough global economic times also is in the air. Just to spice things up, the president of Tynwald is retiring, freeing up the way for possibly Tony Blair to take his place, in turn throwing up a chief ministerial election. Possibly interesting times. This morning, we start talking with and challenging some of the ideas of the candidates who will in September offer themselves on the hustings to lead this nation into and through the next five challenging years. The first comes onto this programme by virtue of the fact he declared his intention to stand a year before the election. Ewan Cottier is standing in the constituency of Middle. He's 45. His family live in Lisieux. He went to King Bill's in the Isle of Man College. He's a Lib Van candidate. Good morning, Mr. Cottier.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. You studied engineering, joined the RAF, including being based in Alaska. That must have been interesting. Worked for two banks and for Smith Industries. Now, you declared in September last year, a year ahead of the date of the election. Why? Why so long?
Oh, I wanted to actually meet the constituents. I wanted to talk to them, find out what they wanted.
You're in Middle.
Well, yes, I am.
Why is Middle such a difficult constituency?
Middle is one of the biggest constituencies that are on the island.
In terms of size?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Not in terms of population?
No, it's one of the smallest constituencies for constituents, but it's actually one of the biggest in area.
Now, you joined the Lib Vans just over 2 years ago, I believe, something like that.
Yes, I did.
You have had no experience of being a commissioner, no experience of being a councillor, so you feel you're ready to be an MHK. Isn't that rather leapfrogging things?
Well, I wanted to be a commissioner. Unfortunately, I was off the island when the exams were done. I was finishing my degree.
But wouldn't that be the right way to gain experience as a politician before leaping in as an MHK?
No, I mean, part of being party politics is you learn as you go. I mean, I've been going to Tynwald very regularly. I've been going to constituency meetings. I've been going to parliamentary meetings. All of those give you in good stead and give you the backgrounding you need.
Yeah, you think that's better than the practical experience of actually being in the hurly-burly of politics?
You have MHKs who have come through without being commissioners.
We have, yes.
There is no need to...
We have, yes. You're a member of the Lib Van Party. Now, in the last election, famously, one member actually got elected as a Lib Van candidate and then jumped off the ship. Could you be accused, basically, of using the Lib Vans to get you into a position of an MHK and then saying, well, thanks very much, I'm off now?
No, definitely not.
So you're going to stick?
Yes, definitely.
If you're elected for 5 years, you will be a Lib Van representative?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Issues? You put housing down as issues, affordable housing. Now, what do you mean by affordable housing?
I mean, you've got constituents who are earning not a lot of money. I mean, but the house prices are five times, six times what they're earning.
But do you not think the government is doing all it can? I mean, here we've got some statistics. Social care assisting 120 first-time buyers this financial year, which is more than any previous year. So its record is improving. So what can it do more?
It's 120 people off the housing list. The housing list is huge. If you actually go to Douglas Corporation, their housing list is over 600.
Yeah.
Waiting for housing.
Would the Lib Vans, if they come in, throw money at the issue?
No, we've already had policies trying to put through. We had one rejected by Tynwald recently. Would have actually put another tier into the housing system.
So that's the main plank, do you think, of your...
No, I believe housing should be a requirement, but the side of things that we've got is you've got the government building houses, but majority of them are replacements for housing we've already got.
So new houses?
Definitely.
New houses. That would obviously be a contentious issue because people don't like greenfield sites being used to build new houses in some areas.
That's true, but you have to have housing.
Accountable government, what do you mean by that?
We want government to actually be accounting for what they're actually doing, instead of wasting money.
What do you mean by accounting? Do you mean publishing details of all their decisions?
No, I mean, what I'm saying is that you should have accountability as in the decisions they make, where the money is going, how it's being spent.
But what do you mean by accountable? Do you mean they should go out regularly, have a referenda, etc., talk to the people, tell them what they're doing all the time?
No, but it should be of board and open and honest.
Honest is a word. Obviously, when you become a politician, there are certain decisions you have to keep, I suppose, to yourself on occasion.
Well,
in practical terms.
We have no Freedom of Information Act, so I cannot go and ask for the relevant information as it is. We have a code of conduct, but it doesn't mean I will get the information.
So freedom of information will be one of the things
definitely.
Top of your agenda.
It is one of our fundamental policies that we want. We've been after it since we were formed.
Mr. Cottier, thanks very much for joining us this morning. That's, I think, giving the people of Middle a chance to hear your voice and to hear you in action. Thanks very much for joining us this morning, the first of our election candidates.